Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Marshawn Lattimore played his first game with the Commanders, and if you didn't know it, you wouldn't have known. You never saw him. He was just kind of chilling on an island. I kept watching him, locking in pre-snap on obvious passing downs. And he would just kind of backpedal and drift into the flat, and no one would be on, like, not even a route being run anywhere over there on the vast majority of plays. But that is pretty telling that there was a respect enough from the Saints where they kind of went into the game going, all right, we'll go away from Marshawn Lattimore. So even though he did not make quote-unquote plays, he impacted the game, something we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. and he helped a whole lot. It's got to make you feel a ton better about the secondary, not that one performance, although I'll sign up for that, but just the fact that you've got him. You know, you got this week A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You've been a terrible matchup for those guys on paper. Now you got someone who can lock horns maybe with A.J. Brown if you want to have him travel. Or take away one of those guys on every single play if he just stays put on the right side of the formation, let's say. The next week, you got Drake London, Darnell Mooney, you know, decent weapons on the outside. Ray-Ray McCloud on the inside on Igbinoghene will be a tough matchup. But the Falcons have some decent weapons, even though their offense is sputtered. I can't tell you how much different things can look on paper if Lattimore can give him that kind of presence where half the field is not a concern.
So you have to... You didn't have a counterpunch. You didn't have an answer for the elite wide receiver. And you look at some of the game logs that guys have had against Washington, despite the fact that they're pretty much playing coverage. They were playing soft coverage all the time to try to prevent big plays from happening, and they were still happening. I mean, to me, this was, you know, we just don't have the Joes, right? You could have the greatest scheme in the world, and at some point, even in a zone defense, someone's going to have to cover somebody. Even in a, you know, a quarter situation, or you're playing a deep shell, there's going to be a guy in your area, and you must cover him. You must have some kind of man-to-man principle in a moment. And they simply couldn't hang. Now with Lattimore, at least you got a shot, I think, with some of those elite guys. Now, one thing I did notice, to kind of your point, I want to bring that up, is he only lined up on the defense's right side, offense's left, pretty much, right, throughout the entire game. Now, to me, there's something to that, where you go, okay, that's the side of it I don't have to worry about. Everything else we can sort of cater a different way, and that's fine.
And they didn't have a receiver worth following.
Totally. But I'm wondering if that's going to be the case going forward. Because if it is, then if I'm an offense, I'll go, well, I have a counter for that. It's where the guy that I want the football, the guy that I want to get the football, is never lined up on him, and I'll do something easy.
Not if you're Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, I was going to say, unless you're playing Cliff Kingsbury, and then in that case, it's perfect. 17 and 23 will shake hands and then, you know, not be part of the game from then on out. So it's interesting, just something to note going forward, if this is only a right side sort of Kingsbury thing, or if it's, no, we'll travel when it's appropriate to travel. But I'm with you. Covering Valdez-Scantling or Dante Pettis or somebody else was not travel-worthy, to borrow from the parlance of Seinfeld, and that someone is sponge-worthy. But to me, the impact is clear and obvious. He's their best cornerback, duh, you know, more analysis like this to follow. And it's not even close. It's to the point that now you have an asset that allows you to do other things on defense.
He was in coverage on 39 snaps, which isn't to say he had someone to cover, but like he backpedaled into the secondary on passing downs 39 times, was not targeted once.
Zero.
Just a clean sheet across the entire stat and box score. Mike Sanders still was targeted 7 times, just 2 catches for 20 yards with 7 yards yak and the interception and a pass breakup. Terrific game for him.
Good day at the office.
Noah Igbinoghene was targeted 4 times, 1 catch for 7 yards with 4 yards yak. Long of 7, obviously, with 1 PBU for him. He was really good as well. Secondary is in a pretty good place right now at the corner position. But again, I hesitate to say they got it all figured out because I think that was the easiest remaining team to play in terms of secondary. Even the Panthers, who don't have a great wide receiver room, Adam Thielen's a little bit of a third down war daddy. And like that guy is a terrific route runner.
Yep.
He's physical. I would rather deal with any of the Saints wideouts, maybe outside of MVS, although he's so inconsistent, he dropped 2 passes.
But like, yeah, the best strategy is to leave him open, honestly.
Right.
If you can test, he catches it.
But I would rather deal with any of those guys than Thielen, other than maybe Valdez-Scantling. But the Eagles, the Falcons coming up, that's going to be a lot more telling, I think.